Tonight, the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles take on the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. There's going to be the usual fireworks and hype, but there's a shadow hanging over the Washington team, and it's not just about their losing record. Last week, the D.C. Attorney General's office announced plans to sue the team, its owner Dan Snyder, and the NFL over allegations of lying about its, quote, toxic culture of sexual harassment. In a press conference, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine did not hold back in the charges he laid at the feet of the Commander's owner.
Mr. Snyder was not only aware of the toxic culture within his organization, he encouraged it and he participated in it.
This is just the latest in a series of off-field controversies for the team. Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine, and he joins us to try and piece together all that is swirling around the Commanders and their embattled owner. Dave, welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate your time. I mean, this lawsuit from the D.C. Attorney General, what is it about? I mean, walk us through what Snyder, the Commanders, and the NFL are accused of lying about.
Well, this is very interesting because it's a civil case, not a criminal case. And they are suing the Washington Commanders for effectively selling a false bill of goods, of marketing themselves as family-friendly entertainment, when in fact they were immersed, as Attorney General Carl Racine intimates or says, quote, a toxic culture of sexual harassment. So I've never really heard of a case like this before, where they're basically saying to the team, you are so scandal-plagued and such an embarrassment that you actually had an obligation to tell your fan base how horrible and toxic you are.
Yeah, it seems like a unique case. I mean, the Commanders are also facing allegations of financial improprieties surrounding ticket prices and refunds. I mean, what are they accused of doing there, Dave?
Well, I mean, it's exactly as you said. What Dan Snyder is being accused of, and what the Washington team is being accused of, is basically short shrifting the rest of the NFL ownership fraternity of their share of the Washington Commanders' profits. Because remember, the National Football League, it pools its profits collectively and then divvies them out. That's how you can have a team in Green Bay that can compete with two teams in New York. And in this particular case, Dan Snyder, in their mind, was taking food off the tables of these owners. So that's what actually puts Dan Snyder now in a very difficult situation regarding the other people in the ownership fraternity and the idea that they're actually pushing him right now to sell the team. And honestly, his connection to them wasn't improved when an ESPN report came out that Dan Snyder had actually hired private investigators to dig up dirt on his fellow franchise owners, as well as NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Yeah, that couldn't have gone over well with his fellow owners. I mean, the team is known for sort of digging in its heels, Dave. What has Snyder's response been to this latest?
Wow. I mean, the response was something that was written, quote unquote, by an outside counsel whose name unquestionably rhymes, I think, with Dan Snyder, that basically said that the U.S. Attorney's Office of D.C. should be more concerned with violent crime and as opposed to what's happening in their workplace. And they specifically referenced a Washington Commanders rookie running back named Brian Robinson, who was shot in the offseason. Now, Brian Robinson, you know, is back on the team. He's in the locker room. But of course, this was a very traumatizing thing to happen to him. So according to The Washington Post, all the players in the locker room are now really upset with Dan Snyder and the team that they used Brian Robinson's plight to score political points. So that's just made the situation worse. And then the team had to issue an apology for the statement that was issued the previous day that blasted the DC Attorney General's office. It apologized formally to the law enforcement of the Washington DC area. So this is just an absolute mess.
Yeah, talk about a train wreck of a public relations response. It's just the definition of a train wreck. And Dave, it's easy on one level to criticize Dan Snyder and how he's managed his team for all these years. But, I mean, it goes beyond him, no? I mean, as a sports writer, Howard Bryant, put it this weekend on NPR, the NFL has been a closed boys club for 100 years, and you know that has consequences.
It absolutely has consequences, especially when they let somebody into the club who's a bit of a wild card, who isn't able to make those kinds of connections that say, hey, we're making a lot of money. Let's just keep making sure that, you know, the proverbial trains run on time. I mean, there's an old expression about NFL ownership that it's like being a bartender on spring break. You don't have to be good at it to make a lot of money. And when you have, though, someone like Dan Snyder, who's effectively going rogue at this point in his posture towards the fellow ownership fraternity, then you're in some serious trouble, because inside those kinds of cloistered worlds, as Howard Bryant was saying, that's a recipe for trouble.
Dave, very briefly, what can we expect going forward? Is there going to be more information, more news to drop here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not even the first toe of the first shoe has dropped on this story. And I believe at some point it will end with new ownership of this franchise.
Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation and host of the podcast Edge of Sports. Dave, as ever, thank you.
Thank you so much.